Valajärvi, Finland. It is spring, hunting season. As the weather warms and the bodies of frozen zombies begin to reanimate, elements of the UN N4, Northern Force, have arrived for their annual sweep and clear. Every year the undead's numbers dwindle. At current trends, this area is expected to be completely secure within a decade. Travis D'Ambrosia, Supreme Allied Commander Europe, is here to personally oversee operations. There is a softness to the general, a sadness. Throughout our interview, he struggles to maintain eye contact.
I won't deny mistakes were made. I won't deny we could have been better prepared. I'll be the first one to admit that we let the American people down. I just want the American people to know why. What if the Israelis are right? Those were the first words out of the chairman's mouth the morning after Israel's UN declaration. I'm not saying they are. He made sure to stress that point. I'm just saying, what if? He wanted candid, not canned opinions. He was that type of man, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He kept the conversation hypothetical, indulging in the fantasy that this was just some intellectual exercise. After all, if the rest of the world wasn't ready to believe something so outrageous, why should the men and women in this room? We kept up with the charade as long as we could, speaking with a smile or punctuating with a joke. I'm not sure when the transition happened. It was so subtle, I don't think anyone even noticed. But suddenly, you had a room full of military professionals, each one with decades of combat experience and more academic training than the average civilian brain surgeon, and all of us speaking openly and honestly about the possible threat of walking corpses. It was like a dam breaking. The taboo was shattered and the truth just started flooding out. It was liberating.
So you had had your own private suspicions?
For months before the Israeli declaration, so had the chairman. Everyone in that room had heard something or suspected something.
Had any of you read the Vormbrunn Night Report?
No, none of us. I had heard the name, but had no idea about its content. I actually got my hands on a copy about 2 years after the Great Panic. Most of its military measures were almost line for line in step with our own.
Your own what?
Our proposal to the White House. We outlined a fully comprehensive program, not only to eliminate the threat within the United States, but to roll back and contain it throughout the entire world.
What happened?
The White House loved phase one. It was cheap, fast, and if executed properly, 100% covert. Phase one involved the insertion of special forces units into infested areas. Their orders were to investigate, isolate, and eliminate.
Eliminate?
With extreme prejudice.
Those were the Alpha teams?
Yes, sir, and they were extremely successful. Even though their battle record is sealed for the next 140 years, I can say that it remains one of the most outstanding moments in the history of America's elite warriors.
So what went wrong?
Nothing with phase one. But the Alpha teams were only supposed to be a stopgap measure. Their mission was never to extinguish the threat, only delay it long enough to buy time for phase two.
But phase two was never completed.
Never even begun. And herein lies the reason why the American military was caught so shamefully unprepared. Phase two required a massive national undertaking, the likes of which hadn't been seen since the darkest days of the Second World War. That kind of effort requires Herculean amounts of both national treasure and national support, both of which by that point were non-existent. The American people had just been through a very long and bloody conflict. They were tired. They'd had enough. Like the 1970s, the pendulum was swinging from a militant stance to a very resentful one.